Praise the Lord. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we thank you for this time you give us. Thank you for your word in Psalm 23. Lord, anoint the message and use it mightily and effectively, O God. Anoint my lips and help me, Lord, to deliver the message for your people, Lord. I pray that this message will inspire each and everyone who hear to live his life unto you, O God. Help us, O God, to comply with your word, O Lord. I pray that your word will bring healing and help and comfort and guidance and assurance and solution for each and every problem, for each and every situation, O God. I pray that this message will answer questions in the heart of your people, O God. Lord, protect this message and take it with the power of the Holy Spirit to reach those who want to hear your words. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. David is the one who wrote Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. And when I say the Lord is my shepherd, then I need to be a sheep, one of the sheep of the Lord. King David is a king. David is a king who wrote Psalm 23. But he said, the Lord is my shepherd. But he said that I am a sheep of the Lord. Even I am a king, but I am still a sheep of the Lord. We need to be a sheep of the Lord. What is the value of being one of the sheep of the Lord? We know that shepherds, in the natural way, they may have sheep or they may have goat with them. What is different between the sheep and the goat? The sheep are humble. The sheep are meek. They are easily led and they want to be led by the shepherd. The shepherds have no difficulty to lead the sheep. And when he takes them to a place, they are easily moving. And you can see that when you have sheep, you can easily pull him. But when we have goat, the goat, they don't like to be shepherd. They are shepherd for their own life. The sheep are quiet, but the goat are noisy. They are two kind of people, two kind of believers. They are sheep, easy to be led, and goat who are resistant. The sheep are quiet. The goats are always troublemakers, and always they are high voice. Always they want to eat. If you keep a goat and sheep and you observe them, the goat go around and take everything. The sheep like to eat grass, and whatever you give him, he will eat. He will not go around and take the plants and disturb and cause chaos. But the goats, they will continue go around and eat whatever food is there, whatever plant. And after they eat, they want to eat. They still are hungry. But when you have sheep, the sheep, they are quiet. Now in the spiritual realm, the goat, Those who are behaving like gods, they will be always be in want. But the sheep, they shall not be in want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. If we behave as a sheep under the care of the Lord, then we shall not be in want. But if we behave as a goat, resisting and not obeying and fighting, and the goat, they have horns, they may harm, they may show that they will fight. But the sheep, they are humble. The sheep will go well in life, and they shall not be in want. They are well satisfied. They have everything. But the goats, the more they eat, the more they are getting, the more they are in want. So what kind of a Christian you are? Are you sheep? You like to be led by the Lord in a smooth way? Or you are a goat? You are resistant. You are resisting the way of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. A decision to be a sheep, it requires certain things. It requires wisdom. It is a wisdom of God to be a sheep. Because if you will not behave as a sheep and go along the way of the Lord and His plan and His will, and going into a wrong direction, we may be in danger. We may be fall and trap in a wrong way of life. We may be in a trouble if we are not obeying the Lord and His word and His command. To behave as a sheep, we need to have humility. The sheep is humble and meek, so he can easily be led by the Lord. But if you are a pride and arrogant and boasting like a goat with a loud voice, then you will not be easily led by the Lord. The sheep are having the fear of the Lord. The sheep of Jesus, they have the fear of God. The goat, they don't have fear of God. They do wrong things, and for them it is fine. Easily they can break the law of God and the command of God. That's why they will be always be in want. But the sheep who fear the Lord and humble, and that come from their awareness that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, then they will be well satisfied. The sheep are obedient, willing to obey. The goat are willing to disobey. It is very hard to pasture goat. Very easy and enjoyable and worthy and fruitful to pasture sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. I want to be sheep. I need to be sheep. You need to be sheep so that you shall not be in want. We will be well satisfied and well fed by the Lord if we behave as a sheep. He makes me lie down in the green pastures. When we behave as a sheep, when you behave as a sheep, the Lord will make us lie down in the green pastures. God will lead us to pastures are full of green, full of a blessing. A blessing after blessings. And to be a sheep of the Lord, your life will be smooth. You say, He leads me beside the quiet water. There is a quiet water and there is high tide water. High water is very dangerous with wind and waves. Took us up and down. If you behave as a goat, your life will be with very hard trials, very hard tribulation. You will face always a problem that take you up and down and knock you on the ground. But when you behave as a sheep, you will be guided by the Lord beside the quiet waters. There will be a trial, but smooth. Like a car with a shock absorbers. There will be hump and bump. It will pass. the car. But there is shock absorbers. Those who are inside the car, they will not feel much about it. And as we continue to be sheep of the Lord, trials will come, but God will take us through this trial smoothly without pain or hardship or difficulties. What the value of being one of the sheep of the Lord? He restores my soul. David say, He restores my soul. You know, the soul is the center of emotion, center of feeling, and is the first part of the body that is exposed to pain. When there is attack, when there is a loss, the soul will feel pain. Suppose you use a small amount of money, still you will think about it and you will be absent for a few days. If you have something precious, a machine or instrument is broken, you will feel days maybe you are upset about it. But since you have the Lord in your life and being one of the sheep, the Lord will come and restore your soul. God will extend His hand and touch your heart, and the pain and the injury that you have received and the pain that you have because you lost something precious, the Lord will heal that wound and He will restore your soul. You pray. If you are in anger, if you are in agony now, if you are in pain, tell Him, Lord, I am your sheep. I humble my soul, myself to you, Lord. Lord, please restore my soul. Ask the Lord to restore your soul. He will take your sadness. He will weep your tears. He will comfort your wound. He will have compassion on you. He will have mercy on you. He will soothe your anger and your agony, and He will take the pain away, and He will restore your soul. David say, He restores my souls. He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. God, as we are being sheep of the Lord, is guiding us in the way of righteousness, in the way that the Lord wants us to go, and the Lord wants us to be, so that His name will be glorified. The Lord will always come to us, correct us, gently guide us in the right way so that His name will be glorified. As we obey the Lord, people will see Christ in us and His name will be lifted up. Those who are led by the Spirit are the children of God. God continually speaks to us. Lead us by the Holy Spirit. Our ways and the movement that we move is ordained by the Lord for His name's sake. Amen? For His name's sake. After that good relationship, after that good introduction that showed the good relationship between the shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, and between the sheep, there is a mutual trust and respect and joy in His presence. What the Word of God say, what David say in verse 4, Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. There is a full trust, and there is a trust relationship between us and the Lord. As we continue to be the sheep of the Lord, we are going to trust Him. We are trusting Him that even in the time of hard trial, even in the walking through the valley of the shadow of death, David says, even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, life is not all our bed of roses. It's not all the time without hardship. There are times that we have danger and peril and hardship. But as we trust the Lord, as we behave as a sheep, we will have no fear, because the Lord will pass through the difficulty with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. What is the rod and what is the staff? There are more meditation about the rod of the Lord and the staff of the Lord. And through this rod and staff, we are comforted. The shepherd who carry the rod, when the flock is moving forward, if he want to correct their direction or redirect them to the right way, so that they can reach the green pasture, and they can go along the quiet water to avoid dangers. The shepherd may go on the side, and he will show the sheep the road, and he will give them a signal to correct their direction, and the flocks will redirect according to the direction that the shepherd is showing to them with the road. The road also is the road of discipline and correction. We may get off track. We may found by the Lord. We are doing our own. The Lord is disciplining us. The Lord disciplines those He loves. We get some discipline, beating from the Lord, punishment for our sin, so that we realize our mistakes and our shortcomings, our sin, and we got into repentance. Discipline is painful, but it produces the harvest of righteousness to those who are trained by it. The Lord disciplines those He loves, and the discipline of the Lord, it corrects us, it makes us strong, and going back to Him and going to the right track. Your rod and your staff. The staff is the curved end of the rod, or they are shepherd, they have a staff, they have rod, or they have a staff in addition to the rod with a curved end. What is the value of the curved end? Some of the staff, they have a sharp end over the curve of the staff. Some they say if a wolf will come, try to steal one of the sheep, to kill one of the sheep, the shepherd will be after him, and he may beat him with this sharp end, and the sharp end cause him to be wounded and die, so he will not come to the sheep and steal the sheep. The shepherd, the Lord Jesus, protecting us from the peril of Satan and demons and the work of darkness and from the evil doers. The staff also with the curved end used by the shepherd to bring the sheep who are trapped out from danger. Some of the sheep may go to the water and they may be in danger of being drawn. So the shepherd, he will extend his staff and he make it hook around the neck of the sheep and pull the sheep with their staff to the outside the water. The sheep also, the sheep of Jesus may be trapped. The sheep of the shepherd may be trapped between rocks or in a hole or in some cleft in the mountain, and the shepherd cannot reach them with his hands. So what do you do? He extend the staff down where the sheep is lying in, and he put it around the neck of the sheep, and he pull it smoothly out from danger. The sheep, as being humble and gentle, is waiting for deliverance of the Lord from trial. God is moving his staff forward around his neck, and he will take him smoothly out from the problem. That is the value of being one of the sheep of the Lord. Sometimes evil doers trap us. People conspire against us. We may fall by not awaring into a trap. But the Lord with his staff, as we waiting quietly upon the Lord, he will come, he will send his staff around our neck and pull us out smoothly out from the danger. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Some other meditation about the rod and the staff say that when the shepherd bring the sheep at the end of the journey or at the end of the day while they were pasturing in the green pasture, he bring them back to let them sleep in their pen. He put at the entrance of the pen of the sheep, at the gate of the pen, he put his rod and his staff above the ground so that when the sheep will come, they have to jump over the rod and the staff so they can enter the pen. And the shepherd will stay at the entrance at the gate, and he watch the sheep who are coming to enter. He watch them as they come, they have to jump. So the healthy sheep, they will jump and they will come inside and they will sleep. But those who have injury, those who have a fracture in their legs, they have wounded, they will come, they cannot jump, or they jump with difficulty. So the shepherd take a notice of them and take them aside and examine their wounds and give the application that is needed. Either he put some stick of wood around the fracture, or he cover their wound, or clean their wounds so that they get healing and they got recovered. The same for us. The Lord knows our wounds, our broken hearted, our difficulties. He knows our injuries. And the Lord watching us as a good shepherd who cares for his sheep. The Lord also is caring for you and for me. When we have wounds, we have fracture in the heart, wound in the body, in our soul, in our spirit, in our mind, the Lord will come and heal us and take care of us. The church should be the same also. The shepherding of the church should be the same. Should keep the sheep. We should not keep goats. Goats who does not like to follow. We cannot handle them. We keep the sheep. We feed the sheep with the word of God. We care for them. We counsel them. We examine them. And those who are injured, those who have a problem, we need to care for them with a special care. Let us continue and study the value of being one of the sheep of the Lord. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God going to prepare for us a table, a provision, not in the midst of the plenty, but even in the presence of the enemy. Certain places we are in, the enemy controlling everything, but God still has a promise. He can prepare a table before us, in front of them. Everyone will see that we are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear us. If you are in that situation, you pray, Lord, you pray to the Lord, tell him, Lord, prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God is going to provide for us, not in a good places, but even if we are in a very bad places, very dangerous places, places that in desert there is no provision, God going to provide for us, because that is his promise. Not in front of the friends, but in the presence of our enemies and those who does not like us to be blessed, God will bless us in front of them. There are people who are envious to us. There are people who does not wish us good. There are people who are envious to you, who does not wish you good. But God is going to bless you as you continue to be a sheep and behave as a sheep. God is going to bless you and care for you and provide for you. And even your enemy will see it and they will be put to shame. You anoint my head with oil. The oil here is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Christian should care that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is over him. We need to be led by the Spirit. We need to live according to the Word of God. We need to live in repentance, not in any sin. Because we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit to lead us and direct us. You anoint my head with oil. People in the world, they love to care for their hair, and that's not wrong. They'll put cream and oil and shampoo and certain ointment, but we should not neglect, we should not forsake the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We should cultivate and we should do our best to live in godliness so that the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the gifting and the calling of God in our life will be more effective and more fruitful. We need to be in line with God and His way and His word so that the anointing will be concentrating over our life, filling us and overflowing for us, from us around to the people around us. You anoint my head with oil. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit to do the work of God, to evangelize, to reach the lost, to do the things that God inspired us to do. My cup overflows. Being one of the sheep of the Lord, our cup is overflowing. God will not give you what you need only, but more than what you need, more than what you ask, more than what you imagine. Your cup will overflow. So there's a lot of provision here. To be one of the sheep of the Lord, you will be in the green pasture. God will let you go beside the quiet water. He will restore your soul. He will restore our souls. He will guide us in the way of righteousness so that His name will be glorified. He will be with us in trials and hardship and difficulties. He will discipline us, correct us. He will heal our wounds. He will give us to prepare a table before us in front of our enemies. Not even in the presence of the friends only, but even in the presence of enemy, God will prepare for us. We have the anointing of the Holy Spirit over us and filling us and directing us. Our cups will overflow. We will have more provision in our life. And surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will live in the house of the Lord forever. When we are sheep of the Lord, behind us, not the enemies who come try to harm us, but behind us is goodness and love. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. Behind me is not the people who are going to stop me, but behind me are the goodness of the Lord and the love of the Lord. Behind me the goodness of the Lord and the love of the Lord. And ahead of me is eternity and looking up to heaven. And I say, and I will surely live, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The house of the Lord is His church, and the church walk in the way of the Lord, shepherded by the Lord Jesus Christ, according to His way. We are looking forward the day that the Lord will come and take us, and we will be with the Lord. We will be with Him throughout eternity. We will be in the New Jerusalem that coming down from heaven that the Lord had to prepare for us. Let us commit our way to the Lord. Let us repent from our sin, awaring that being one of the sheep of the Lord is of great worth and value. Let us have the wisdom to be aware what is the importance to be one of His sheep. What is glorious things to be one of His sheep. David, He was not boasting or proud of his position as a king, but he was proud of being one of the sheep of the Lord. Father, I thank and I praise you. Thank you, Lord, you have called me. You have anointed me of one of your sheep, O God. Lord, I surrender my life fully unto you, O God. Lord, put fear of God more in my life. Give me more obedient way, O Lord, to follow you and walk in your ways, O God. Comfort me, restore my souls, guide me in the way of righteousness, Lord, for your name's sake. Watch over my life, Lord, to protect me, heal my wounds, O God. Repair a table before me in the presence of my enemies, Lord. Let my cup overflow always, Lord. Lord, I pray the anointing of the Holy Spirit will always filling me, O God, and direct me, Lord. I pray, O God, that your goodness and your love will always follow me all the days of my life. And Lord, I am looking forward to hear from you. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Lord, my heart desire, O God, that to see you, Lord, face to face, Lord. To meet you, Lord, in there, Lord, and to be with you forever. We thank you, Lord. I thank you for this day. Thank you for your word to us. Thank you for your direction. Oh God, I pray you bless each and everyone who pray this prayer from his heart, oh God, who have given his life unto you, Lord, and take the message and reach it to the lost. Oh God, bring your message to those who does not know you, oh God. Bring the message to those who want to hear your voice, oh God. I thank you, Lord. I bless you, O God. Let your message bring great help, healing, comfort, O God, and hope to your people, O God. Thank you for your love and your care. We thank you and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.